You are listening to Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Fresh Meat, an interracial erotic romance by bestselling author L. Loren. Spending bike week in Daytona Beach was supposed to be research for an upcoming movie role. Smoke had no idea all the perks of being an undercover biker would offer. He couldn't afford any mistakes, so he took a vow of celibacy. However, fate had other plans. As soon as he arrived, a beautiful little Spitfire sparked his engine, and he threw those vows right out the window. Baby Bird captured his heart in one day. Now his mission is to make her his and claim his own happy ending. Fresh Meat, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles by best-selling author L. Loren. Available on Amazon. Get your copy today. Jolly Rancher, an erotic Christmas romance by best-selling author Sierra London. Diesel Conrad. She says they're enemies, but his gut says she belongs to him. Granted, he has forgotten some insignificant things in his life, like his own name, but he is certain of two things. One, she wants him. Two, he has the equipment to give her a very merry sleigh ride. Amanda Messy Mandy Murphy. All she wanted was a winter white vacation. But her sister's ex roped her into selling his ranch before Christmas. This arrogant, too gorgeous man is her personal bah humbug, or at least until the accident. Now he's convinced she belongs to him. She's going to need a Christmas miracle, and fast. Jolly Rancher, the number one bestseller by Sierra London, part of the Lunchtime Chronicles. Get your copy on Amazon today. Mahogany Says Radio Show with Mahogany Silvering, mahoganysilvering.net. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us on the Mahogany Says Show. I'm your host, Mahogany Silvering, and I am here tonight with the fabulous and best-selling author, Sierra London. Sierra, say hello.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you for joining us tonight. It's been a minute, but I'm so glad, yeah, that we are finally back after a small hiatus of a few months, but I am happy to be back and hosting. And our first guest for our new season is one who created the Lunchtime Chronicles, and I will let her tell you a little bit about herself and what she does. So go ahead, Sierra, tell us.
Okay, well, like you said, I'm Sierra London, and that's Sierra with one R. And I like to say that I am the author of deliciously satisfying fiction because I write across genres. Most of my books do feature diverse characters, but I write contemporary romance, romantic suspense. I also write paranormal and crime fiction. Right now I have about 30 books in my catalog across 5 series. And
wow.
My first, yeah, I know, it's starting to add up, thank goodness.
Yes, most definitely.
My debut series is called The Bachelors of Shell Cove, and that series is complete. And the book that I'm going to be talking about primarily tonight is my Lunchtime Chronicles series, which is a multi-author series that started in 2019 with myself, author Zyla Turner, Rihanna Mallory, and Olivia Gaines. And since then, we have grown from one season with 8 books to now we're in our 4th season, and we're going to have 36 books by the end of
wow.
the year. And I'm just so excited. Yeah.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
That is amazing how it's just grown. And you've added more authors to the list each time for each season, right?
Yes. Yes. The authors change up. So this season we have, I always write in the season, usually 2 books, but we have author L. Loren, Posey Park, Keita Kendrick, and for the first time, we have Kenya Wright. And then Zyla Turner actually returned because she was in season 1 and 2. Yeah. So
nice. It's
exciting to work with so many wonderful authors that primarily write interracial romance.
Yes, definitely. I really love how the genre has really grown over the last 10 years.
Yes.
Just
it's
amazing.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
There's lots more readers. And your last book that you had with the Lunchtime Chronicles was Jolly Rancher. That's where we had the commercial. I added that because I loved that one. Now, that was Mandy Messy Mandy's story. So, excuse me.
Yes.
You have got to tell us about Messy Mandy. For those of you who do not know,
yes.
You've got to hear this.
So,
yes.
So, Lunchtime Chronicles. They're basically short, hot reads that literally, if you're a fast reader, you can finish them on your lunch break. If not, if you start them on your lunch break, you will definitely be done by bedtime. So if you're the type of woman like you just like life is happening, coming at you in every direction, but you love your romance, the Lunchtime Chronicles are definitely the series for you because they are short and hot, and then you can move on with life. You got your happy ending. You're feeling good. You got your next
no,
boyfriend. And yes, and there's more to come. But Messy Mandy is kind of like our mascot. When I thought of this series, I was thinking of what would it be like to have a series with a fictitious Wendy Williams-like character? And that's what
yes.
Messy Mandy is. So she is a fictional character who has her own gossip column on Facebook, and it's called The Lunchtime Dish with Messy Mandy, and she's spilling tea about everybody. And she's featured in every book. Like, if you open a book, you'll get a little glimpse of Messy Mandy in every story or her column.
Oh, yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
and I love Mandy because she is so much fun. If you follow her on Facebook, Mandy can say or do whatever she wants, like no holds barred.
Exactly.
She said, yes. And you love her. Like, you may not want her looking at your life, but you love
exactly.
reading her column. Yes.
Yes.
And that's who she is. And she loves to sing. And so with each release, she usually has some murder to hit. She's done to introduce one of the Lunchtime
yes.
Chronicles because they all have food titles. So she comes
yes.
up with her own zaniness. So that's Mandy.
So what made you come up with all these different food titles that tie into the Lunchtime Chronicles? I know it's a book that you can be read during your lunch hour or, you know, they're quick reads, but they are also really delicious sounding, a lot of them. So where did you get the idea for that?
So I think it comes from – this is the first time anyone's ever asked me that. But I think it comes from – I feel like food is very sexy. Like food can be very passionate and sexy. I know for myself, when I sit down to eat, it's like I just breathe a sigh of relief. And that's what I really wanted Lunchtime Chronicles to be for readers. Like, they're stories that aren't heavy to digest, right? They feel light
mm-hmm.
on the palate. They feel kind of light on your spirit.
Yes.
And that's how I wanted them to be, like when we designed this. So that's kind of where the food came from. I'm like, think of something sexy or something that, you know, you may not associate with being sexy, but by the time you read the story, you're like, oh,
yes, you're gonna,
deep dish is very sexy.
Yes, you will definitely feel differently. And Salt Shaker has definitely taken on a new meaning for me. Just, I finished that book today, this morning, and yeah, it was seasoned, all right. It was definitely seasoned.
Yes. Yes, I am glad that you love it. So Salt Shaker is my latest installment in the Lunchtime Chronicles. I have two books this season, Salt Shaker and Italian Ice. And Salt Shaker features my hero, Roman Scarpone. And Roman is, he's a bad boy, y'all. And I mean, like, bad boy, like, click, click, could be a handcuff, you know, kind of bad boy. But he's, but he's retired now. And he meets my heroine, Nessa, on her 45th birthday. And I have to tell you, Lunchtime Chronicles is for the grown and sexy, okay? So this is not the series if you're looking for, you know, like your 20-year-old romance or, you know, just got my first job kind of thing. It's not that.
That's
this is
right.
Definitely for the grown and sexy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, some of our characters.
And we need that.
Yes. Yes. These are stories for us. For us. And I'm a woman over 50, so we have older heroines. Some of them have
grown children
that are on their own, and I love that because we need to know that love is still possible for us as well, women in our age
group.
And the world has so many ways of telling women, older women, that we're not sexy, that we are not what men want, like we are not the partners that they're looking for. And that's not so in the Lunchtime Chronicles. And that's another reason.
And not so in
the
real life either. That's
Yeah.
I'm over 50 as well. So yeah, not having any trouble in that department. So
yeah.
And we can, but think of the life experiences that we've had that we can bring to the table. We'll know a lot more than the 20-year-olds who haven't read or done anything yet.
Yes. And, you know, there's a lot more that you understand about relationships that make
a meet cute
between a 40, 50-year-old heroine different from a 20-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, at my age, like, I'm not stumbling and bumbling into the guy anymore like I may have done at 20. Like, I'm a lot more sure-footed in my outlook and how I carry myself, right? And that comes across, yeah.
Most definitely. And you're most, you know, where it's easier for us to, you know, we know what we want, we know what we like, and we know ourselves, we know our bodies. And that's, you know, that's not something you know at 20. You're still figuring stuff out in your 20s and even in your 30s sometimes. You're still figuring out things. So the fact that these heroines are self-assured and they know who they are and they have no problem, you know, they know what is exactly what they need. So, and that's what they go after. And, you know, and the men that come after them as well. So I really love that it is written for us.
Yeah.
At least, you know.
Yeah.
Our age group.
Yeah. And you know what? I find that women are embracing Lunchtime Chronicles in a way that I never anticipated. Because we have women from 18, you know, well into their 70s that are saying, I love these stories. Like, I love that, you know, you're writing about women who, you know, they have their place, they have their car, they have money in the bank. Like, they are looking for love. That's what they're interested in. You know, they can pay their own bills. They can do all of that. They are looking for love. Yeah. So, I absolutely love that about the series. And I love that we get to feature so many different authors in the series as well. That has been one of the hallmarks of Lunchtime Chronicles, and that's welcoming new authors into the series with every season.
Yes, and that gives you a little more variety and lets people know there are more authors than they believed in this genre that are writing interracial stories that are exciting and wonderful to read, and that gives them a whole new, you know, that's adding more space on the shelf, you know. So I do not know anyone who has only books by one author. So
mm-hmm.
my bookshelf
that
is definitely
the truth.
Full of different, you know, different authors that I really like and different style here, or maybe they'll say things differently in that one. And I've even found out some new authors that I didn't know existed until I read the Lunchtime Chronicles. So that was really great to find. You know, some of them are just like hidden jewels. So, yeah.
That's great, because that's what we want. I mean, we want authors, readers and authors, because authors are readers too, to discover
mm-hmm.
that there are so many great, great books out there, great authors that, you know, that are excellent storytellers that you just don't know. You know, you don't know. And so we want to open up the market and, you know, get these stories out there by, you know, authors of color.
Yes, most definitely. And it is a different and definite unique voice for each one, because none of us are the same. And I like
that.
That
is so true, right?
Exactly. We all have different personalities and how we go about things. And it's just, you know, when you put it all together, it's amazing. So what was the inspiration for this particular book for Salt Shaker? So what would you say, why salt?
Okay. Why are you asking me all these hard questions tonight?
Because that's my job. I'm supposed to get you these hard-hitting questions.
Okay, so Salt Shaker. Originally, the book was titled Salty, and it was because mm-hmm. I had an older heroine, and she had this touch of gray in her hair that she was celebrating on her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But once I started crafting the book and I got to know Nessa better, her personality was so big, I was like, this has got to be about more than this little streak of gray in your hair. And so that's when Salt Shaker came along, and I really wanted to, what I enjoy writing, Mahogany, I enjoy writing love stories. I like to see my characters fall in love on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Not just tell me, I want to see it happening.
See it happen.
And so, yes, I do. I love to see that. I love to see it in books I read, and I love to see it in my own writing as well. And Lunchtime, you know, they're short stories, so whatever you do, it better happen fast. So,
exactly.
So, when I thought of Roman's character, you know, this guy who has lived his life in the shadows, and now
mm-hmm.
he's retired, and he's ready to be open about what he wants and needs, and he wants love in his life. Yes, he actually says that. He says
mm-hmm.
happiness is an elusive emotion. And he wants to know what happiness feels like with the right woman. And so the longer I spent with, they are going to really shake up one another's lives. Like, they're just going to turn each other's reality on its, like, spin it on its axis. And
mm-hmm.
Salt Shaker became so much more than Nessa's favorite song once I started really spending time with these characters.
Yes.
I was so excited for them to get their happily ever after. I was smiling when I was typing their epilogue. I was so excited.
Yes. Because I love that. Just the way that things happened with them. It was, you know, it was instantaneous, and it was just like, you know, something that is still, that can happen for real, as far as you can see the characters coming together. They knew something was different about each other, and it's just, he gave her exactly what she needed without even knowing her for that long, just exactly what she needed. And that is something that's just, you know, you don't get that in the everyday, you know? And
you
Roman, as sexy as he is with the bald head, and he's this, you know, he's a bad boy, but he's also a person that is just like, okay, I'm done with that. You know, this is who I need to be now. You know, this is, I missed out. I sacrificed a lot, you know, in my life, and I don't want to anymore. Mm-hmm. And I love that.
No.
That he comes to that realization.
Too. Yeah, I like how sure Roman is about himself. I love that he, regardless of how he feels about Nessa, he gives her the space to arrive at the right answer, and that's that they belong together.
Yes.
Yeah, like he's alpha, but he doesn't shove it down her throat that, you're mine. We are the right. Mm-hmm. We are right for one another. He lets her get there on her own. And I loved that about him, that he is so sure about himself and how he feels about Nessa that he can step back and let her walk into this relationship with her eyes wide open.
Wide open, exactly.
Yeah.
And he does give her a chance to, And that's why I was like, yes, Roman, you got to do this. Because Roman reminds me in so many ways of my own boyfriend that is just, I was telling him about it. I was like, baby, this is like you, you know. Down to
goodness.
The bald head and everything, you know. I love that. So I love it, you know. And it's just, it made the book even more interesting, you know. So I really like that because he is also very alpha and dominant, and I love that. And he does give me the space to be me, and it's just like, you know.
Yes.
It is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, and my husband is the same way. Like, he's, I always call him Mr. Awesome online. But he's the same way, you know. He gives me that space to breathe and create and, you know, that freedom to express, you know, who I am through my writing. And he appreciates that about me. And that's what I love about Roman. Like, Nessa is bold, y'all. If you like a bold heroine, it is Nessa Dumont.
This woman
does not.
She does not
play.
She don't
hold her tongue.
Nope.
She loves her body. She celebrates her sexuality. She gives as good as she gets.
Yes. And she's not a size 2. She's not a size 2, lady.
No, she is not a size 2. And she ain't afraid to let you know that she found what mama blessed her with.
That's right. He said, shake what your mama gave you. So, yes.
That is so true. But what I also love about them when you first meet them is when Roman learns that it's Nessa's birthday, I love that these are things that he wanted to do. Like, he didn't ask her permission to celebrate her birthday.
No.
He just celebrated life with her.
Yes.
He just celebrated. And I love that. I love that her friends were with her.
Yes.
Because so many times you can meet someone and they're threatened by your friendship, and Roman is not that guy.
Not that guy at all.
Not that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. I like that too. That was definitely, because her girlfriends were there. And actually, Mandy was there.
Yes.
She made a little
cameo. Mandy is everywhere.
Cameo. Yes, Mandy was there. I was like, oh, okay, then what is she in?
Yeah, now believe it
or
not.
I was wondering when she's going to pop up. But
yes, Mandy is a good judge of character.
Yes, she
is. A good judge of character. So Nessa has the opportunity to meet Roman in the presence of her girlfriends. Now, y'all know how hard girlfriends can be on our man friends,
yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So I must tell you, Roman came to impress.
Yes, he did.
He came to impress. He did not slouch when
it comes to impressing
the girlfriends.
Yeah. He definitely brought his A game on that one. Because, you know, if you can get through the girlfriends and you get their approval, then it's on.
Yes, exactly. I'm like, man, I need a Roman for my birthday.
Right? Exactly, right?
I know. I'm up here
exactly
with the grocery store case.
Oh, yeah. Right. See, I made that mistake. I bought my own cake. My man was like, wait a minute. You're not buying your cake. Yeah, because I know what I like. But, yes. Yes. I like the fact that he got the cheesecake. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
With her,
yes,
and
he
with
did.
Her name on it. He got, you know, and just that little time, you know. Like,
I know.
That was like the icing on the cake for me. Literally.
Yes. Yes. And I love that Nessa, like, through all of that, y'all, she still didn't forget what she wanted at the end of the night.
She sure didn't. No, she didn't. She made that very clear.
I was like, I love this sister. I really do.
I know,
I'm
right?
Like, Nessa. I'm like, girl.
She said, happy birthday to me. This is what it is.
I know. I'm like, this man has done all this stuff, and she's like, I still want the D. Like, come on now.
Yes.
Don't play.
Like, come on, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All is nice, but.
Exactly.
Yeah. As can tell, I had fun with these two, right?
Yes. I can tell.
Yeah,
most definitely.
I did. I had fun with them. So I'm an author that I actually read my reviews. Like, I bump around the BookBub and Goodreads,
mm-hmm.
and the vendor sites, and I read my reviews. And one of my readers said of this series, she said, Roman's friends are so intense. So if you've read my books before, you know I love revealing my characters more about my characters through their friendships. Like, you see,
yes.
Nessa contrasted against her girlfriend. She tells you what they do in the world, you know, when they're not
mm-hmm.
together. And you actually meet Roman with his man friend, okay? Separate
yes.
from Nessa, you meet his man friend. And one of my readers said, oh, my goodness, Roman's friends are wound tight. And I wanted you to see that. I did.
Yes.
I wanted you to see that because Roman is retired, y'all. He
exactly.
is retired.
And this is the life he has been in.
Yes.
You have to be. You know, if they're not, I mean, that's their life. So, yes, they have to be that way.
Yes, yes. And I'm so glad that she said that because it's this contrast of where Roman is. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is a man who, he's 50. So if you like sexy 50-year-old men, Roman is for you.
Mm-hmm.
So Roman is 50 years old, and he tells you that up front. And he's in a different place in his life. He's 50, he's retired, and he's single, okay?
Yes.
And he is ready. He is past ready for love in his life. And he don't have to be round tight, right? So there are certain things that, you know, he's squared away in his life, so to speak. You know, he got where he's
exactly.
going to live. He got money in the bank. He's squared away. Roman doesn't have to be wound tight about anybody, about anything. He is the kind of man that when you meet him, he's ready
mm-hmm.
to wine and dine you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Most
yes.
definitely.
Like, he is ready for that. So if that's the type of man you like, a man that's comfortable with where he is in life and, you know, realizes, hey, I made some mistakes along the way, but I
oh, yeah.
think that I'm worthy of love. you know, if I find the right woman, I know I can be good to her.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what he was wanting. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. That was his goal. His goal was to be good mm-hmm. to a woman. Wow.
Yes.
Like, he just blows me away, even when I think about
yes.
it. Like, that's his goal in life right now.
Yeah. And it's like his profession and everything, you wouldn't think that would be possible, but it's like Roman has come to this epiphany that, you know what, I'm done with that, but this is what I want.
Yes.
And
yes.
she is who I want. You know, and this woman is going to fit in with me, not necessarily the world he came from, but him.
Yeah. 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 There's a scene in the book where Nessa actually gets to go to Roman's place, and
mm-hmm.
she sees him getting ready for a job that he used to do. And she's not afraid of it. Like, she's kind of studying him in a way.
Yes.
And I love how she asks him questions. Like, she's not judging him. She's just asking questions. You know, she's touching his things. She's kind of sharing in this experience with him.
Experience with him.
Where he
exactly.
puts on, you know, this persona of his old life. Like, that was such a significant moment for me as a writer, for her
yes.
to see him.
And for her to see that,
before
yes.
the action. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. I needed her to be there with him. I needed Roman to see her, seeing him on both sides of the table, the old
exactly.
him and the new him.
And the new
yeah.
him.
Yes.
I love that. That was perfect.
Yeah.
And the fact that
yeah.
she was
so,
in that moment with him, and she's kind of feeling him out, but it's not a judgment. It's like, okay, this is who he is.
Yeah.
And not being
now,
afraid.
I have to ask. Mm-hmm. And I have to ask,
go ahead.
So what was your
mm-hmm.
favorite part of the book? Since you read it.
Since I read it. My favorite part has got to be, and I know it's kind of funny, but the whole virginal white thing was you know, because like most women wear stuff, you know, sexy, but it's red or black or blue or stuff, you know, some seductive, but white. But I love it though, because it's like she's not virgin, but the fact that Roman's like, oh, what's with the virginal thing? But it's like, and it was kind of it was a sexy moment, but it was still sexy, even though it was kind of comical for me. But it was still, you know, in that, because I'm like, yeah, I want, yeah, what's up with that, Nessa? Why is it white? I'll have any white lingerie. But I love her confidence that she is just like, you know, I'm going to wear whatever I want to wear. And she's got the body and she knows it.
I love that. You know what, Mahogany? I never thought about it. I don't think I own any white lingerie either. I
yeah.
really don't. Oh, my God.
No, I don't know. Except for, exactly, because most women get it maybe for their wedding night or something, but yeah, but to have white lingerie. I thought, oh, yeah, Vanessa knows. She knows what she likes, and that was it. You know, she didn't care.
I love it.
Yeah.
Nessa, girl, that was you speaking to me. That was literally
mm-hmm.
my character speaking to me, because I, as the author, I do not own any white lingerie. My character, Nessa Dumas, owns white lingerie.
Owns lingerie, that's right.
She must. That must be foreshadowing for her and Roman later on in life, because
yes. But you know, I also look at it as it was their first time. Yeah, because it was her first time together, so maybe that was also good, because in a way, she, you know, she may have been seasoned and know things, but this was her first time with him, and then she's
yeah.
giving herself to him in that moment, and that is a virginal moment, because that's the first time
okay.
together. So you can look at it that way.
I like that. Okay, I'm going to take
yeah.
that and run with it. Okay.
Okay,
you
there you go.
Here on Mahogany Says.
That's right. Mahogany Says. It's their first time, so white is appropriate.
Yes. I actually, I struggle sometimes with my sex scenes, but I enjoyed these two together in every way. I really did.
I did too.
I was like, I was like, y'all deserve each other. Like, I really want you all to be happy together.
Yes, because, I mean, they're both vulnerable. And they do have a vulnerability to both of them. Because at the same time, even though Nessa's, like, she's on the go, she's this woman of the world, she's got this wonderful job that has her traveling in these, you know, amazing places, she does want love. Even though she's had these past, you know, relationships that are just, I mean, they aren't really relationships because she's still, you know, in and out of town all the time. But the fact that she's also wanting that.
Yeah.
And that they both are. So there is that vulnerability for the two of them.
That is true. That is true. I agree. I think on the page you can see, you can kind of see their vulnerability from the first time you meet them, actually.
Great.
Yeah, because when the book opens, like we said, it's Nessa's birthday, and there's somebody missing that she really wanted to be there.
She really wanted to be there.
And yeah, and, you know, that's something I can relate to, like it's your special day, and someone who said they were going to be there for you, they're not there. And even though everybody else showed up, it still hurts. And I can relate to that.
Yes, I can relate to that too.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
I
if you're expecting
that.
Someone that's supposed to be quote unquote special or someone that you care about and they're not there, you know, and they don't even bother calling, not showing up, nothing. And that could be a real.
Yeah. And I think especially as you get older, because, you know, in some ways your friend circle can shrink as you get older.
Yes.
You know, it's not like, I mean, you're not 20 and you're not having sleepovers. I mean, you're not having sleepovers. You know, if you have a girl's trip, you know, everybody got to have a few $1,000 for that to come off. And that don't always work out. Like
that doesn't always work out.
So it's different. And, you know, she's 45 when this book opens. And, you know, she has her girlfriends there from college, you know. So you know how special this is to her. You know, this is not just your coworkers meeting you after work at the bar for a drink to say happy birthday, you know, with a Twinkie. You know, so she is playing this.
She's
playing this thing out.
She's put some thought
somebody,
into it.
Yeah, to have someone not show up. So you see her vulnerability right from chapter one. You're right. And same thing with Roman. Like, you're in his head from the minute you meet him. And, you know, it's Friday night, and he's hanging out with the guys. You know, he don't have a lady on his arm. He's hanging out with him. With his
just sitting up there chilling.
Yes. And they're crazy. I must tell you, Roma's friends are crazy.
Yes. You can see that right away. Gabriel
yes,
and
you can.
You can see that, definitely.
Yes. His friends are crazy.
But they have his back.
They get their own story. Yes.
Yes. They are friends that you want to have. If you're going to have friends, that's the person you want on your side. That crazy dude that just, you know. She don't play. Well, we got to check her out, you know. I'm going to do some research, you know, find out. Cause you know, she did not hurt you.
Yes, exactly.
They wanted to make sure she wasn't a spy. She wasn't, you know, just. They have his back, you know. Most guys are like, okay, she's good looking. Go ahead, you know. But no, these are like, serious. They weren't saying.
So when y'all read the book, you'll find that Roman's friends, they don't ask ordinary questions like, I wonder where's she work? Did she have any kids? Like, those are not the questions they ask.
Yes, it was not the questions they asked.
I had so much fun with Gabriel and Silvio. I was like, these guys are straight up crazy.
Yes.
No, they are not talking about this woman like this.
And serious, too.
I know. It was like, we can go
we don't know anything
like,
about
her.
Her.
Like,
dang. I was waiting for the facial recognition software and somebody to do a computer check in a minute, you know.
Next time.
Say next one.
Yeah.
That's what I was
but
waiting
for. The guys are funny. They are
yes,
funny.
They are.
And,
they are too funny.
And they have his back. And Roman has his phony, you know, phony moments too. I mean, he's kind of a lighthearted kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy with his profession.
Right.
That he's so lighthearted. But I actually enjoyed spending time with Roman quite a bit. He still talks to me even though his book is done. And I'm like, Roman, stop talking. Your book is done.
You got to have a cameo in the next book, right?
Yes, he has got to because he and Nessa, they are so big on the page. I'm like, y'all have got to stop talking. I got other people that you know, they got to have their time in the sunlight and in the spotlight. So y'all have got to stop talking. But, they keep talking. And
they're really great characters.
I love the Governor Hotel. Yeah.
Yes.
So... Yes, I love the setting of this book. So I have to tell you, I have a series coming out in a box set called The Savage Bloodline. It's a box set with 21 other authors.
Yes. I was going to ask you, were they part of the DeLucas? I mean, when you mentioned it in the book, I was like, I wonder if she's part of this series when I read that.
I am.
And you just confirmed it. So, yes. Okay, I'm already set to read it because I got the prequel, and I've already pre-ordered, so I'm waiting for that one.
So for all of you all who have read Salt Shaker or you're going to read Salt Shaker, I know you are after this fabulous conversation Mahogany and I had.
Oh, yes.
these books, Roman's book, Silvio's book, they lead up to a book that I'm doing in the Savage Bloodline Mafia Romance series. And the setting is the same. You meet Roman and Nessa in the Governor Hotel, which is this fabulous hotel in downtown D.C. Think of it as the Continental in John Wick. So if you like John Wick and you like the Continental, that is what the Governor is
the hotel.
Based on.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice.
So just so you get a feel for what can happen at the Governor, if you like John Wick, then you are gonna love my story that's coming.
Oh, now I
can't
wait.
Bloodline.
See, yes.
Yes.
I cannot wait for that to come out next year. So I'm most definitely.
Yes. So Roman and the guys, they live at the Governor. So So they live there. So Silvio's story will be based in the Governor, and so will Gabriel's story. They will be based in the Governor. And then you will learn more about the Governor Hotel in my book, coming in the Savage Bloodline series. So they're all tied together. And I love doing that.
So
I love
Gabriel,
making all my books.
So Gabriel has his own book, too?
Yes, Gabriel have his own book. He will have his own book as well. It will come out after my Savage Bloodline series book. It will come out.
Okay.
So all the fellas that you're meeting, they will have their own book. And the Governor is a fabulous hotel, y'all. If y'all read the book, I mean, white light floors, copper glass ceilings, is just fabulous. And and Roman has a beautiful place that I would love to stay in, but I don't have that kind of money.
Not yet.
I would love to stay in. I'll just say Nessa is staying in one of the $1,000 cheap seats, you know, rooms. So $1,000 a night in the book.
I know, with the sunken living room and the marble floor. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The way you described it in the book, it was like walking into a grand hotel. And that's what gets me. I'm a very senses, you know, see, smell, and I can envision everything you were talking about. And that's the way I love to read, because it's like being in a movie in my head.
Yes. Yes. That's how I see my books, too. I see them as movie sets.
As movies. Yeah. Yes, as movie sets. And who do you think would play Roman?
Yes.
If this were a movie.
Ooh. That is such a good question. Who would play Roman? Whoever it is, he has to be tall, dark, and handsome.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
Now, who could be? Yeah, I need, y'all, I need me like a black Idris Elba. Y'all got to, I mean, like an Italian Idris Elba. I need someone that's tall, dark, handsome, has an alluring look. Where is he?
Or like Boris Kodjo.
Yes, but
yes, another
Boris,
one, but like,
see, Roman's got more swagger than that.
Yes,
swagger.
He does, but yes, he does.
He definitely needs some. He got to have some swagger on him, and I love Idris' swagger, like that walk he has.
Yeah, he
like
does.
He's
yeah,
a bad boy. I'm like, oh, he looked like he could put some hurt on you. Yeah.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's
he was
Roman.
The black Superman
like,
and what was that?
Yes.
Hobbs.
Yes. Yeah. So y'all saw when he did that motorcycle move and he came down on his hand and then came back
up.
That's
yes.
Roman.
That's Roman. Most definitely. I can see that. I can definitely see that.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm happy. I'm very happy with this book, and I'm happy that readers are embracing it the way that I did. Because, you know, the first person to love your story is you, right? As the author,
exactly.
Like, you have to love them. And I feel like readers are like, you know what? I get Roman, I get Nessa, and I like them. And so that makes me feel good as the author.
You have definitely
really
written
does.
Some wonderful characters, because I really do. I thought Mandy was awesome, but I really like Roman and Nessa. Because Mandy's my girl no matter what. But,
that's true.
But I really got into
that.
Roman and Nessa, yes. Yeah, Mandy is, she really is ride or die. But, yes,
she
I really enjoy these two. I really enjoyed it. And it's just kind of just like perfect, just the way that they came together. And, you know, this was like it was an on-time book, I will say that, for me. It was just, it was really cool. I really enjoyed it, both as a reader and as an author. I really enjoyed it. So I definitely, Mahogany Says, get this book. It is on Amazon.
Yes.
Now, I didn't have time to make a commercial for it, but I would probably be wanting to. I do want to make a commercial for this book because these two, that's my couple now. These are my couple.
Yes.
It is right here. Yes.
Yeah.
Roman and Nessa, that's my couple now.
And it's interesting
so
that
much.
You say they were on time. Because they were on time for me. You know, this is the first book that I've released in 2021, and it's October.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first book.
Yes.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, y'all. I struggled with some blueness during the pandemic. You know, like last year, I just was not feeling romantic. I'm just going to give it to you straight. I was not feeling happy ever after. And I struggled to get the words on the page, and I honestly thought I was going to have to drop out of Lunchtime Chronicles, which is crazy because I created it. But I'm like, y'all are
right.
But,
I'm so
really
glad you didn't.
Struggled.
I really struggled.
Yeah. So it feels good to be back in a writing groove. And I can't say that I'm where I was pre-pandemic, but I think I've come up with a way to still get the words on the page, you know, regardless of what's happening, you know, in the world around me. And it's been a lot, you know, a lot of loss, a lot of tragedy. And
yes.
just a
definitely
lot of heartbreak.
This year, too.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah.
So, I'd say last year and this year, it has
year.
Been really tough for a lot of people.
Yes.
And just getting
yes.
into the mindset of wanting to get in the headspace of writing again, which I just started doing myself because I had some projects that I set to the side for a while, including my show. And I am glad
mm-hmm.
that you got in touch with me so that I can, you know, I can get back in the swing of things as well. So it feels great to be on this side again. So I thank you for
yeah.
that. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
That.
You're welcome. Yeah, and I'm glad she took my she responded to my message, y'all. I really am. Because I have my list
like,
of those
time.
Two folks. yes, and you always share our work. So, Mahogany,
yes.
you, I'm going to say thank you right now publicly because you always share our work. You are
oh,
always
yes,
promoting other authors on Facebook and on Twitter. I see you when I log on. I'm like, look at her doing her thing. So,
yes.
So I
you
thank
guys are
you
amazing.
For that.
And you're great.
Yeah,
I mean,
thank
it's just,
you so much for that.
You know, you guys are my sisters in arms, and it's just like, you know, that's what kept me going a lot of times. It's just seeing how much you guys are doing too. And it's like, you know, it's amazing. So
yeah.
I would,
yeah,
that's what makes me happy. I love sharing, especially books that are really good. And you guys have got some amazing stories that is just
yeah.
can touch people
yeah.
in so many different ways. Like I said, yours was on time. And I mean, and Elle Loren, she does some great books too, that always, she hits home with me on certain things too. When I read her books, I'm like, is she
yeah.
reading my head? Is she reading my mind? Or something?
Yeah, she
does.
She writes some hard, challenging characters.
Yes,
facing
she does.
Some real
that
world
goes through
stuff.
Some things,
she really
yes.
does.
And it's just,
yeah, that,
yes.
Yeah, very gut-wrenching. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. And I have read, so there's two books that came out before mine. That was Viola Turner's Deep Dish. And so if you like another Italian hero, Tony, that owns that pizza parlor, y'all, he be talking
mm-hmm.
much trash. He was asking for it. So, Aaron reeled him right in, okay? He had to put him
oh,
in his
okay.
place, him and his deep dish pizza. So there's deep dish. And then author Elle Loren, her book came out last week. She wrote a book titled Fire Roasted.
Fire Roasted.
The Heroes.
Yes.
Yes, with Griffon and Pilar. And he calls her Pia, which I love that name. And,
okay.
Yeah, and they met in high school. And the book takes place like years later, like a decade later.
Wow.
And they are both different people. And it's almost like they swap places socially. So, and
mm-hmm.
that happens sometimes. You know, the cool kid in
oh,
high
yes.
school may not be the cool kid as an adult.
Kid
and
in real life as an adult.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the nerd might be the hero, you know, in adulthood. So she delves into some of that with Fire Roasted. And then next week we have Posey Parks. Red Moscato.
Red Moscato, yes.
I know.
Now that sounds good.
That sounds so good. I know, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
right?
Then, yes, and then we have Kenya Wright coming with Naked Sushi. Yes.
Mm.
So, yes. So somebody's going to be getting some sushi, eating off their
mm-hmm.
body. Yes.
Body.
So,
oh,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yes. And behind
All
her
right.
is going to be Keita Kendrick with Spice Cake.
Ooh.
And I'm like, okay, ladies.
Spice Cake.
Yes.
Now that's right on time
yes.
for November. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Spice Cake. So
Spice
we
Cake.
We are having, yes. So 10 books coming this season, and we release a book every Wednesday like clockwork. So what we do is we release 5 books, one every Wednesday, and then we give what we call a catch-up week. So if you got behind in reading, you get 1 week to catch up, and then we drop the next 5
And drop
books.
The next one. Nice.
Yes, yes, yes. So so Keita Kendrick, her book drops on November 3rd, I believe, and then that next week is catch-up week, and then the next
okay.
5 books will come. Yeah, and you can read along with us. We actually have a Lunchtime Chronicles book club on Amazon. So if you search Amazon book club, Lunchtime Chronicles has a book club, so you can read along with our other hundreds of readers every week.
Readers, yes. Nice, okay.
Yes, you can. Yep, and Kenya Wright actually reads and reviews in her K-Killers group every week. So on the day that the book drops, which is on Wednesday, she is reading it and she's reviewing it. So there's so many ways that if you enjoy reading with other people and just sharing the experience, that you can plug in with the Lunchtime authors and with our fans. Like, this is just a fabulous project that brings people together.
It truly is. You guys have created some great work. I mean, just, and there's 30, you said there's 35 books or 36?
There's going to be 36 books when this season ends on, I think, December 1st. There'll be 36 books to read.
36 books.
Short, hot, and sweet.
Yes. And they're all delectably titled as well.
Yes. Yes. They are delicious.
I still remember Prime Cut. I mean, that was, and that was so awesome, actually meeting the model on the cover.
Oh, yes, Prime Rip. That's right, with Jose.
Yes, Jose.
So, yes, the cover model on my book, Prime Rip, is actually a real Army Ranger, and he's an Army Ranger in the book, and he's actually a friend of mine. He was introduced to me by one of my readers.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I mean, Jose, the first cover he ever did was for my book, Prime Rip, and now he is a well-loved cover model in the industry. But he got his launch with Lunchtime Chronicles. Yes, yes.
Oh, see? See, there you go. See, you're passing it forward.
Yes.
You're paying it forward, and more people are getting, yes, definitely. I like that.
Yes.
I love how that came together, because that is amazing.
Yes. That's what we do, right? That's what Lunchtime. I mean, there's so many authors that got their first, you know, number one Amazon bestseller with Lunchtime Chronicles.
Exactly, Lunchtime Chronicles.
They had, yes, their first indie title, like Keita Kendrick, Sandra B getting her first number one, Elle Lauren.
Yes.
I mean, there's so many authors that Lunchtime helped to launch them,
to the next level,
in their career. So I'm so grateful for that, and just the opportunity to work with some authors that, you know, have been around, like Olivia Gaines, Rihanna Mallory, Zyla Turner, who's my sister in the writing struggle. You know, we came out the same year, launched our first books in 2015.
Oh,
so, Brooklyn Knight. We've just had a wonderful time with this project. We really have. And, you know, we keep writing because the readers keep asking for more Lunchtime. That's the only reason.
Yes.
Like, we haven't ended the project because every time we finish a season,
because every time you finish,
readers are asking, like,
we're like,
what's coming
is there more
season? Like, who's going to be there? And I'm like, y'all still want more Lunchtime? And they're like,
We still want more Lunchtime. So, see, you heard it here, the Lunchtime Chronicles. So, tell us quickly, if you would, where we can find more books and your website and any groups you have that readers can join to follow along with the Lunchtime Chronicles.
You can find me online. My website is SierraLondonAuthor.com. You can find all my books there, and you can also get signed books from me via my website. We are active on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Sierra London in all those places, and I have a reader group called Sierra London Starlet that I tend to show up in every day, at least to say hello and let you know what's going on with me. And Messy Mandy has her own Facebook page, The Lunchtime
Dish
with Messy Mandy. And you can follow her and talk with Mandy a whole bunch of trash while she's spilling tea every day. And then you can find all the books with Kindle Unlimited. All 36 books are in Kindle Unlimited. So we're not trying to break your wallet. Just read to your heart is content, because you can download 20 books a month. with Kindle Unlimited now. So if
yep,
you have a
subscription,
go for it. Yeah, go for it.
And she also, Missy Mandy has a TikTok as well, which I follow, which is, she's got
she
some great
does.
Videos, you guys. She really does. She goes all out.
Thank
and these
you,
guys.
Trista Qualls.
Yes. I did a video with one of them, too. It's a duet.
Oh,
with one
thank
of them.
You.
I did.
She is I on TikTok so with her bad self.
Yes, she is.
She likes hot guys.
And they are. So, yes. So thank you for joining us tonight, Sierra. It has been great talking with you and catching up with you and finding out more about the Lunchtime Chronicles. I applaud you for Roman and Nessa. They are an awesome couple. And everyone, please get this book, Salt Shaker, Lunchtime Chronicles. And the next one is Italian Ice, which will be coming out in November. So that will be Salvio's. Is it
November 24th?
Silvio and Paisley. So thanks again for being with us tonight. And thank you all for tuning in and for welcoming us back to our new season of Mahogany Says. And I wish you all peace, blessings, and love this evening.
Yes,
thank you for joining
love.
Us.
Good night.
Good night. You have been listening to Mahogany Says with Mahogany Silverain at mahoganysilverain.net. Thank you and good night.